Proclamation number 4988 of 25th of October, 1950. Patience with fellow human beings who do not strive spiritually. Be patient. Many a soul takes its path through life in secret opposition to me but does not openly express its rejection and therefore first has to be urged to make an open decision. But loveism remains the only path to realization, and therefore no soul can find its way to me which does not have love within itself. And thus you need not be surprised if a person lacks understanding for the divine word who is not permeated by love for me and his neighbor, because he also lacks wisdom, the knowledge about the strength of love, which increases ever more the less the human being is a slave to matter. 25th of the 10th, 1950. I certainly often approach people to urge them onto the path of love. Yet I respect free will at all times, and you should do the same. Always show love to each other but leave your fellow human being free to decide, for often the will to convince is precisely what determines him to reject. Anyone who has no inner connection with me or with the spiritual kingdom through good actions or good thoughts will never be able to hear the voice from there either. For good is only that which is done completely selflessly, where no calculation or earthly advantage is striven for. The goodness of the heart inevitably leads to me and also recognizes the Father's voice, but where the intellect only examines, the judgment is not very satisfactory. Nevertheless, I say again and again, be patient with your fellow human beings whom you cannot convince of my word. So much escapes them that you have to show them love again and again, that you should bear their faults and weaknesses with forbearance. But persevere on your path. Through love you gain much strength, and although strength cannot be transferred to a fellow human being at will, it nevertheless enables you to do unusual deeds spiritually and earthly. And thus you must influence those by your example who are not yet as far advanced as you, and you will achieve much. Even where you are hindered in the execution of your will be valued by me and earn you spiritual progress. But your destiny is predetermined for all of you, and truly, you can mature on earth if you don't fail of will yourselves. And precisely where you overcome resistance you will mature most quickly in one day. Sing praise and thanks to me for the many opportunities I have offered you for the purpose of maturing. The will towards me alone is decisive for the soul's degree of maturity it achieves on earth. And this will is so often tempted because the adversary does not slacken in his effort to wrest souls from me which have already decided in favor of me. But where the will is good, victory will also not fail to come. Amen.